is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Two more poems by Jay Udall today. The first one, Louisiana One, South in Winter. Jay Udall teaches at Nicholls State University in Thibodaux, and tonight at 7 o'clock he will be reading at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau. Louisiana One, South in Winter. Drive down through Lockport and La Rose, through Cutoff and Golden Meadow, past the signs offering live crab and crawfish, past the shrinking towns and moldering shacks, and the margins come to meet you, silted water reaching up to both sides of the two-lane, the dulled green land scattering into patches that seem to float like you now, detaching from memory, surfaces you touch lightly passing over as power lines step to a slow drowning. Houses lift over you on stilts, and bridges arc in vague promises of more than water and sky. At Rhodes Inn you arrive at Grand Isle, not so grand, the gulf in February gray, gnawing the shore. Here life feels storm-beaten, clinging like the few live oaks left, dwarfed and brittle as the seashells scattering underfoot as you tread the edge of what cancels and returns your eyes. Vast monotony through which summer hurricanes gather and come. Someone in you soon turns to go while there's still a way back. Someone stays staring out. And the second poem today by Jay Udall, who will be reading tonight at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau, is The Rule of Attraction, published in Yellow Boucher Review. Don't kick the rattlesnakes. Now you've done it. They're circling you, the knot snake among them. Now Thelonious Monk rises from his piano, begins spinning, leaves the stage, and the stage follows. Thunder comes through the clear walls, and a bug with an orange triangle for a back travels the kitchen sink's lip, the whirl passing through us as we pass in electromagnetic push-pull. Near and far, bodies bend space, alluring, while the giant watches without eyes, with eyes of blue fire, dull white, black. But how did you and the snakes change into raccoons, are you? I see you see me. You leap from the circle and run this way, my human daughter.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.
Next up, Claudio Abbado conducts the London Symphony Orchestra with the overture to Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 21.
Thank you.
Felix Mendelssohn's Overture to Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, Opus 21. Claudio Abbado conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.